as far as getting a new car, truck, van, or SUV or anything like that goes.
What are you doing?
Don't you hear Kevin Scott? He's in the headset.
Oh,
Kevin Scott.
Can we start this live spot over, Psycho?
Wow.
You know,
way to go, Ryan.
Wasn't his fault.
But he is the broadcaster of record.
But then again, you know, when a major league manager gets fired, it's usually not their fault.
No. Nope. Man, that's funny. Way to go, Ryan. This week's winner, the emergency break of the week.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Like this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Available now in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
E-Break.
My Kurt Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to do what they're going to do tonight, J.D.
Okay, Chris.
Of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, J.D.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
Not 40 men, I'm sure.
And then they laugh.
Golly.
Boy. Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
Guarantee it. To speak to someone at the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
You know, at South Trust, we believe that if you say free, you should mean free. So stop by our financial center or call 1-800-CALL-STB for your personal free checking account. Incidentally, your call is free, too. Really and truly free checking from South Trust. You're not just another customer. We're not just another bank. Member FDIC.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
SMU's homecoming is this afternoon on the Hilltop. Justin Boots and Billiards and Barstools bring you the ticker. They take on Tulsa. Mustangs have won 4 of their last 5 homecoming games. Phil Bennett says a win rests with the offense.
Hopefully these next 2 games at home we can start, you know, making some improvement. I know if we protect the ball offensively, our chances go up greatly. I think we have some potential.
Kickoff is at 2 o'clock. You can hear the game starting at 1:30 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. North Texas beat UL Lafayette last night, 27-17. Freshman running back DeMario Thomas rushed for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game. He now has 5 200-yard games on the season. That is an NCAA record for a freshman. Jayhawk leads the tour championship at 7-under par through 2 rounds. 2 strokes off the lead is Stephen Ames, and there's a 2-way tie for 4th between Tiger Woods and Retief Goosen, who are both at 4-under. The other game in college football last night was in the MAC. Akron comes back to beat Marshall, 31-28, the final. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next one is at 9:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wondering why the third hand in a watch is called the second hand.
It is 8:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. T-Box, Rick Arnett and Craig Rosengarten from Avid Golfer Magazine. We are out, and I would say we are proudly out here at Lake Park Golf Club out in Louisville. One of my favorite tracks because it reminds me of my youth, and very few things today remind me of my youth as I get farther and farther away from it. This is the type of course I grew up on. Flat, pretty wide fairways, not a lot of trouble. It's just a nice, fun round of golf. It's not a beating. You can walk it.
One difference. This course is in excellent condition.
Oh, yeah. The weather, they overseeded.
They've overseeded the entire golf course. Rough, fairway, everything. Greens.
And I also like it because it's reasonably priced. Because, you know,
$13.10 you're going to play today. Make a tee time tomorrow. Come on out here and play for $13.
Yeah, 972-219-5661.
Time did the Cowboys play?
Noon.
Well, get here at 7:30. You'll be done.
Play 36. 972-219-5661. $13.10 rounds out here. Or come out here today. We'll be out here till 10 o'clock to the lovely Lorenzo and Serrata.
Hey, and
exotic names or what?
Yeah.
They're like two Bond
exotic women, too. Hey, and thanks for Chick-fil-A for coming out.
Chick-fil-A. Big Phil came out from the Chick-fil-A on Justin of 407 in Morris. Brought us some sausage.
Did you even know they had breakfast?
No.
I didn't.
You know what? I never stop by a fast food place on the way to work to have breakfast, but more and more I'm becoming a big fan of the breakfast burrito.
Yes, me too.
It's my big fave. When they had a sausage one, oh, great. So thank you to them. All right, at 9:10, we'll get into the very confusing story of a man who's now a woman who qualified for the Euro LPGA Tour. And we'll also get into the Ryder Cup captain selection in just a second, but right now, if you dial 214-787-1310 or pound 1310 on the AT&T wireless, and you would like to go to Old Oaks Golf Club, care of Hollywood Hotel and Casino in Shreveport, take three of your buddies for a two-night, two-round golf package.
That's
good stuff. This is Craig's dream vacation. Because Craig likes to wager, baby. He would go out there. He might even forget the golf. I don't know. He might never make it to the golf course. But Old Oaks Golf Club out in Shreveport. Good golf club, by the way. Two nights, two rounds. Golf club package out there at Hollywood Hotel and Casino. If you answer this question correctly, like we try to reward longtime T-Box listeners, a little bit of loyalty. The first one that can call Jason at 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the wireless. Where did we hold the One Club Golf Tournament this year?
Ooh.
Where did we hold the One Club Golf Tournament this year?
I thought you were going to ask how many wives has Hal Sutton had.
Yeah. Now, I got to make a T-Box related because people that listen to the show consistently, we should reward them.
Or play in our One Club event.
Yep. Where did we hold the One Club Tournament this year? 214-787-1310. All right. So the PGA, after a huge statewide selection process, looked at Corey Pavin, looked at Larry Nelson, looked at Paul Azinger.
There was a lot of sentiment, put Larry Nelson in there.
Looked at Mark O'Meara. He had a huge support staff behind him.
One.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Who had said, I want to be alternate captain. I want to be assistant captain.
Vice captain. What
did that mean? And they decide on, I thought, a curious selection, that being Tom Lehman.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. I don't understand why they didn't give it to Larry Nelson.
Larry Nelson,
he had one of the best records ever in Ryder Cup play.
Hasn't lost.
I think
he's undefeated.
I don't.
In fact, in one, he holds the record in one Ryder Cup.
Most points.
Most points in one Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
I think it was like 5-0 or something. Played in every match and won
every
one.
Match. And he's always been passed over. The last time he was passed over because Nicholas wanted to do it again or whatever, so he didn't get it. And now, after we've had so much troubles with the Ryder Cup, figured, you know what? Here's a guy, old school. Let's bring him back and do it. And there was a lot of sentiment for him doing it. I don't understand why they didn't pick him.
I don't understand what their process is. What are they looking for? I know they're looking for a guy that's still on tour, allegedly.
Why?
I don't know. A guy that's won a major, most notably a PGA,
right.
Even though he did not.
Lehman?
Yeah, he's on
the British Open.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if there was an inspired selection in the process. Is there any name there? I mean, if he would have picked Corey Pavin, that kind of intrigues me.
Yeah.
But you know what? The can't-win job.
No, you can't win.
If you win, you're supposed to. If you
right.
lose, you suck. I think it's the most overblown, overhyped position
ever. I have a question for you on that. Let's say Tom Lehman goes out in 2 years, and he's captain, and they dominate.
Mm-hmm.
They win. They have to win two singles matches to win it, and they win it by dominating performance. You make him captain again?
I don't know if it's ever been done, hasn't
it? Does it matter that much, or does it matter to win, or does it matter to honor some player? I mean, it really is. The Ryder Cup captain is an honor, isn't it? So is it more important to honor another player?
I think it's a beating.
Why
does it
they all want
ego.
It.
You know what? Why would you want to be president?
Well, let me ask you.
That's a four-year
beating. All right, he's Ryder Cup. The only thing he's got to do is pick two guys. 10 of them are picked for him.
Right.
So what's he doing the next year being Ryder Cup candidate? Well, how important is it for him to do a damn thing?
Well, yeah, and it's the last year that he's really going to be looking at. So he's got to pick out uniforms. He's got to pick out, you know, where to eat, where to stay. He's going to do umpteen press conferences answering the same stupid questions.
Right.
This job, you couldn't pay me enough to do this job. This job is a beating.
That's so much bull hockey. If they called you right now and said, you want to be Ryder Cup captain, you'd say, sure.
I'd show up the day of.
Well, yes.
And
I don't know how much more. I don't know how much more you got to do. Pick number 11 and 12 for the win.
Okay. And we've sucked. We've actually been deplorable in Ryder Cup competition lately. If Bernard Langer makes that putt, 91.
Impossible.
Yeah, Olazabal. If Justin Leonard misses that putt,
right?
We've lost seven in a row. So what strategy could Tom Lehman possibly use? He can't. He can do is, if he's smart, put guys together that like each other, instead of trying to make a marquee event and a marquee pairing of Mickelson and Woods. And these guys just have to putt.
By the way, I didn't realize this year. I don't know if you did either. Did you know that Mickelson is really mad at Hal Sutton?
For?
To the point that they won't talk. He won't talk to Sutton. He won't.
Like, it's Hal Sutton said he blew it?
They asked him what was the one good thing about the Ryder Cup and Hal Sutton being captain. He said, I guess it's Jackie Burke being the assistant captain and getting to hear all his stories. And the reason why, apparently, he changed clubs right before.
Right.
And we were critical of that. Everybody was critical of that. But apparently Hal Sutton was critical of it to his face.
So?
And he was offended.
Wait a minute. To his face? He also did it in the press conference.
He did it in the press conference, too.
All right. So there's been some rumors on Mickelson on why he had to do that when he did it.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
I don't know. Maybe not.
What the hell? All right, rumors, because we can't say, unsubstantiated rumors, completely unsubstantiated, but the unsubstantiated rumors are that Mickelson has significant gambling debts, and he needed a new contract to pay the debts.
Because, he likes the wager.
He does, and we all heard about the $50,000 bet he made on the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, the only reason I say this, the only reason we're talking about this, is I've heard this from a number of people. Now, people that I think are in the know.
From people who you would think know something, yes.
Yeah, but, again, not confirming. And
no.
Here's the deal. There was a big publicity around him winning that
million bucks,
by half a million or something like that.
Right.
And he's won on a couple of long shots. I think he won on the Rams 1 year. When you won.
Yeah.
And
I made the comment to you that if you're winning a bet, an exotic bet like that for 50 grand, you're losing a lot of exotic bets for 50 grand.
Yeah, because you can't help yourself. You like making the adventure some wager.
Yes.
So, because the thing that was curious is why would anybody in their right mind change clubs before a big event? You wouldn't do it.
No.
So, What's the rush? Why can't he wait till the end of the year?
Yeah.
So, the smoke fire routine, I
I kind of buy into that a little.
Well, and you know, the
it's
one
too bad
thing,
if it is, because he's got all the money. He should have all the money in the world.
The one thing that we did here was that Callaway never even paid him. They paid his debts off.
Yeah, kind of like John Daly.
Yeah.
Did the same thing
so,
for Daly.
I, there's
it's
no
sad.
Substantiation to it at all. You're right. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And the other interesting thing about it is today, or this week, he took out his title as putter to bring in an Odyssey. So now he's 100% Callaway.
Wow.
Nobody on tour, nobody is 100% one manufacturer. So they must have him by the...
At least not unofficially. I mean, they say they might be.
But there's no...
You can
come
take
on.
Anybody's bad.
Nobody. Now he is 100% Callaway. There has to be... that. They,
especially a putter.
Callaway went in and said, look... You're paying this much money, and this is what you can do.
Putter and wedges are the
he's
two things, and maybe
you know,
sometimes the driver.
How do you change your wedges now? Why would he even change his wedges? He's got the best short game on tour. He used to.
Yeah, he used to. So I don't know. So anyway, it's really sad. Okay, so he's mad at Hal Sutton. Hal Sutton had every reason to be pissed at him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what sucked.
Although Hal Sutton should have benched him.
Yep.
You know what? You're playing with new clubs. You can sit till the singles.
Well, there's not only that. He put Mickelson in a really tough position, too. He should never have matched him up with Tiger.
That's true, too. That's true,
and
too.
And he made, because he, Mickelson had to use Tiger's golf balls. You know, it's just, Hal Sutton made some very curious, he was trying to make this big marquee, to make this big ballyhooed pairing. And yeah, it was kind of sexy, you know, because it was two biggest names.
Right.
But man, what a burn-in, man. What a kamikaze crash that was.
Yeah.
So, with Tom Lehman's got 2 years of, I think, an
pain.
Incredible beating.
He's got pain.
He's got pain, and what's the payoff? Pain. If you win,
he'll
finally be underdog.
Go back to Mickelson.
Yeah.
He had a great year this year for him. He really did. He had a great year.
Yeah,
he won Masters. He did well.
He had a great year up until the Ryder Cup.
Until he changed clubs.
Yep.
So, now he's changed clubs. What's he doing in the Tour Championship?
Not much. He was six over.
Six over. So, June comes.
He's three over total.
June comes and he's playing terrible. And you're Mickelson, what do you do?
Hey, you sold your soul.
You did, didn't you?
Well,
he did.
Here's the thing. If that story is true with the gambling, I'll take bad golf, get my legs broken. You know, think about it. If you're in debt to gamblers, I'll take bad golf.
Well, and the other question is, if you're married to that, what's Amy Mickelson thinking?
I know. Well, here's the other thing, though. If you're smart, and I know Phil is no idiot when it comes to his clubs, you can have anything made. I mean, Callaway can make a Titleist club in a heartbeat.
I want this. Put a Callaway name on it.
Put a Titleist grind on my wedges. Do this, do that,
right.
And just stamp on Callaway, and we're all happy.
Although he's changed clubs successfully better than anybody else. I mean, he won with Yonex, and then he moved to Titleist. He won with Titleist, so maybe it won't matter.
I don't know. Golf needs Tiger to do well, and really needs Phil to do pretty well as well, I think. Hey, Jason, we got a winner?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you announce that real quick? Let's call it back, Phil.
Winner is Alex Rinaldi of Dallas.
Very good, Alex. And he got the answer correct. Where do we have the one club tournament this year? It was at Westridge Golf Club up in McKinney.
Alex, if you need a fourth, call me. I love going to Shreveport.
Yeah. He might not see it, the course, but
that's got right.
The tables. And what he won was a two-night, two-round golf package for four. He gets to bring three of his buddies to the Hollywood Hotel and Casino and Old Oaks Golf Club out in Shreveport. You can also call them at 866-490-3959, 866-490-3959 to set up your dates for the package. That's a pretty sweet deal. Give them a call. All right. Up next, let's talk about how committed you have to be to want to be on a tour.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that next on The Ticket.
KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
Hello!
The perfect pair is played out. The game board has been picked clean. Or has it? We gave away a motorcycle, an ATV, a Wave Runner, Rangers and Mavs suite nights, computers, trips, and cold hard cash. But what's this? we've got one more grand prize to go. A trip for two P1s to Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville, Florida, including air, hotel, tickets to the game, and ground transportation. Keep listening daily at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35 to register for the P1 Perfect Pair Grand Prize Drawing. Dunham and Miller pick the winner Monday, November 15th at 7:35. The P1 Perfect Pair, brought to you by Central Yamaha.
E-Brake Classic.
The producer of Bad Radio, Tom Gribble, who for some reason thought it'd be a good idea to turn on his mic while he burped, as Bob's trying to make a sports point, and you can tell it throws Bob for a loop.
Is Bob talking about the Stars?
No, I don't think so.
Now, I don't know what Antoine Walker does, but more importantly, I think the big three of there's not enough from... What the heck was that?
Was that you, Bob?
No, that's Gribble opening his mic to burp.
That was an accident.
I don't know where I was. Ray and Mesquite.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No, I want to address that best player or better player. Than
oh, I know where I was. Yeah, here's my last point. I don't think Nash Gribble. And Finley are all world enough at this point.
See, when he's off of hockey, he sucks.
Where was I? Oh, I know where I was.
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Megamart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight outs.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
Hey, no worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Megamart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
You're listening to E-Brake Classic.
Frito's going to tell us if he knows what the schedule is here. I think. Or is he on the phone?
I'm not listening.
Hey, how many hockey jerseys do you have?
I have none. In your wardrobe.
I have none. I have a rugby jersey. I have an All Blacks from New Zealand rugby jersey. Huh? I have an Australian rugby team.
That's the only All Black thing Norm has. I'm dumping that. I just dumped
Frito,
that.
Why?
Unbelievable.
Why did you dump that?
That's the name of the team, the All Blacks. That's the name of the New Zealand team, the All Blacks.
Don't worry, we'll hear it next Friday.
Well, but the funny thing is, they're all white. Ethnically, they're all white, and they're named the All Blacks.
Wow.
Because they wear all black, basically.
Maybe the Cowboys should change their name then, Norm.
That's fake for you, there he is.
How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's NoritzAmerica.com. Noritz. Always hot.
Copy at Automaker and fill up with her new 60 Minutes. Television's hottest movies are on cold case. Everybody knows the
the seventh grade can be tough.
Girls that age, it's like Serengeti. Kill or be killed.
But for one 12-year-old girl who didn't fit in.
A girl was murdered. Why didn't you ever tell anyone she was at your house the night she died?
It was deadly.
Did you do something to Rito that night?
It wasn't me. A new cold case. Then, it's the biggest reunion in television history.
That's wonderful having everybody here together.
The original cast of Dallas returns to Southport with new secrets.
I hated that scene.
I thought I deserved a little more money.
Never before seen footage.
That was the most fun I had in the entire series.
And one big surprise.
Yes, stunning.
Oh my God.
A new Dallas reunion special after 60 minutes and cold case. It all starts Sunday at 6 on CBS 11.
The coverage you can count on.
The Ticket.
AM's only Big 12 loss came last week to Baylor. Man's best friend brings you the ticker. The Aggies play host to undefeated Oklahoma. Dennis Franchione says the Baylor loss can't affect their game today.
Well, we just we made some mistakes that haven't been characteristic of our team here for quite a while, and it's very hard to win when you do those kinds of things.
Kickoff is at 2:30 this afternoon. North Texas continues their Sun Belt win streak. They beat UL Lafayette 27-17. Jamario Thomas rushed for 203 yards and two touchdowns in the Mean Green's 23rd straight conference win. 4 days after hiring Wally Backman as their manager, the Diamondbacks fire Backman after they find out about two arrests and reported financial problems. D-backs hire former Mariners skipper Bob Melvin instead. There was a big game in Los Angeles. The Spurs beat the Lakers at the Staples Center 105-96. Tim Duncan had a double-double, 26 points and 16 boards. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Cost Plus World Market. Save 20% on all large rugs this week at Cost Plus World Market. You'll find an amazing selection of imported hand-dyed, hand-woven rugs. Easily add rich color to your rooms and warm up your cold, bare floors. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys owner GM Jerry Jones' side of things with Dunham and Miller. Tuesday mornings at 8:10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage on Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning. It is 9:15 on the Ticket. T-Box out at Lake Park Golf Club in Louisville, right off Highway 407 or exit 407.
Something like that.
Right near Lake Louisville.
Right on Lake Louisville.
Yeah. Well, I'm not on it. Next
it is.
To it.
There's two holes on the course, or on the lake.
I'm not walking on water or anything.
No.
We'll be at it until 10 o'clock today, and you should come out here and visit us. Not for us. We got nothing. But you can see the lovely Serrata and the lovely Lorenza. I feel like James Bond.
They are as exotic as their names, too.
Yeah. I feel like Pierce Brosnan.
Things of beauty.
Yep. And also, you come out here and win ticket T-shirts and other good stuff. Also, dial 972-219-5661, 972-219-5661. Call up Lake Park Golf Club, tell me you heard it on the Ticket, and they'll give you a round of golf today and tomorrow for a mere $13.10. Sweet deal. You can walk the course. Don't even need a cart. It's a good, fun golf course. You want to bring your kids out here? It's a great golf course for kids.
I did. I'm coming out 10:15.
All right. At 9:30, we'll give away free golf, courtesy of Avid Golfer Magazine and White Bluff and the Cliffs. But before we get to the ultimate in commitment, trying to get on a tour, so throw it back to Jason for this weekend's weather on the Ticket.
Thank you, Rick. Skies are sunny right now. We're looking for a high of 80, humidity 65%, winds out of the south at 3 miles per hour, low tonight of 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 77. Right now, 55 degrees.
Who's it sponsored by?
Sponsored by Reliant Energy and Golf and Home Texas.
Very good, very good. Perfect day.
You know what else is great about Lake Park, Rick?
Mm.
So I'm looking around. There is no dress code.
Kind of like that. You know what? There's a place for everything.
You know, it's 80. It's going to be 80 degrees today, but it's not now.
Right.
Actually, it's chilly.
Got to layer up.
Wear whatever you want.
Yep. One of my favorite places. Okay. So, reading this story as I scour the internet during the week for things to talk about, and one man I think it's Bagger.
One what?
Nyan Bagger.
Nyan.
Might be either Bagger or Badger. I'm not sure. 37-year-old Danish gal shot a 5-over-77. Tied for ninth to qualify for the European LPGA. She's got her card. But Nyan used to be a guy.
I don't have a penis.
Decided
not anymore.
To
change. And I'm sure it was a compelling reason. You know,
well,
confusion, you know, girl in a guy's body and all that kind of stuff. I have no problem with
to
that.
Give this person.
I'm going to try it next week.
A little bit. I'll pay for that, actually. If you're going to throw it, I'll pay for it.
Cover?
Why not? She's a professional individual. She's got a job. I think she's a doctor or something. And she's been playing amateur golf for like the last 7 or 8 years, so she's not doing it for a living.
Right.
She was making a living doing something else aside from that, if I recall correctly.
Well,
we talked about this actually last year, because
mm-hmm.
they talked about she's winning amateur events all over the place, and the LPGA says you have to be born a man. But the European LPGA does not say that.
Okay, she or he was a 4-handicap male golfer before he had the change.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies' tour over in Europe changed its rules earlier to eliminate the female at birth quotation in its membership policy. The rule change put the golf tour in line with the International Olympic Committee regulations on transgender athletes. I didn't know they had that.
I didn't either.
For the Olympics.
How about that?
So you could be a guy, turn into a woman, and compete in female events.
Boy, you got to really want it bad to do that.
Well, yeah, exactly. I wouldn't think it would happen the other way. But I'm thinking if you're in
got
a...
Got that rowing medal, baby.
I'm thinking if you're in a strength event...
Lost, I'm doing it.
If you're in a strength event, I think it would help you.
I don't know. Rowing, maybe. I don't know.
A shot put, javelin, I don't know, heptathlon, whatever chicks, you know, deal with.
Shot put, they may still be the best-looking woman.
But with anybody... Would anybody be that committed to do that in order to gain access to a female whatever?
Only if you can put it back on later.
Yeah. It's not a screw-off top. Because I don't have a problem with this. And I don't know why the LPGA Tour would have a problem with it. How many people are going to screw up their plumbing in order to... play on the LPGA Tour, or play in the WNBA.
European LPGA.
I'm saying about the LPGA won't allow it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can't
or the WNBA, or whatever.
Right.
Why would they make that policy? Do they actually think there's going to be a run of guys that are going to slice it in order to slice it on a different tour? I don't get that. Who'd have a problem with that?
I don't care. Although I've made a it would spark the LPGA a little bit. You know, remember back when
she's not bad looking.
When Renee, I remember now talking about it. We had a photo of her last year because she was
look
in.
Look at that. She's not bad looking.
No, I've seen it. She's a big girl. I mean, she's tall. And,
I tap that.
But you. let's get her email address. No, but you know what? When Renee Richards decided to do it and went on the women's tennis tour,
right.
It brought some excitement to the women's tennis tour. Whether you were pro or against, maybe the LPGA needs it.
It's a curiosity.
Yes, it is.
And,
bring her on.
Hey, golf is a tough enough game that you have all those other issues to deal with.
Right.
And you still got to play good golf because you're going to get the press just hounding you.
Oh.
Although, I'm wondering, let's think about this. When I was in the shower today, believe it or not, could you have a sex change, go on like a witness protection program, change your identity, change everything about you, and then show up, qualify for the LPGA Tour, go through the Q School,
and they'd never know you were a man?
They'd never know.
If
I've seen Playboy, and they have those people that have sex change, and there's one chick that's pretty hot.
If you did well,
yeah,
then it would come out. Somebody would find, the media would find something about you.
I'm thinking, okay, and if it did, well, of course it did, the LPGA had that
rule.
Well,
Rick, you want to give a shot? I'll hold the job at the magazine for you. Give a shot.
Maybe in about 5 years. If the LPGA, if the LPGA comes out with a senior tour like the Champions, I'm only 2 years out. It'd be worthy.
I'm very uncomfortable talking about this.
Well, I'm thinking that again, the LPGA tour I think is overreacting and by not allowing her to try out because it's going to be once in a lifetime thing.
Nobody said that they didn't allow her. That was just in the rule book. They just haven't changed their rule book to allow her. That's all. Hey, look, there's Ski.
Yeah, pizza guy. How about that? Anyway, just curious about that. All right, 924, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. T-Box out here at Lake Park Golf Club out in Louisville. Come by and see us. We'll be out here for another half hour. 972-219-5661, 219-5661. You call them up today. Tell them you're on the ticket. And? Craig?
$13.10.
For any rounds today and tomorrow's weekend rounds.
I'll tell you what,
$15.10.
An avid golfer will sponsor this. They've got some Texas OU golf balls left over from Texas OU weekend.
Right.
Wear your Texas or your OU sweatshirt out here. We'll throw in sleeve till they're gone.
How about that?
They're not selling them anyway.
Okay. All right. Up next, we'll do the T-Box trivia. Good for free rounds of golf from Avid Golfer Magazine and White Bluff on the Cliffs. 214-787-1310. Got to have seven numbers in there.
See what happens when we talk about people with sex change operations?
Well, 1310 on Singular Wireless. We'll do that next on the ticket. And talk about when a mistake became profitable for us next on the ticket.
Hey now.
In honor of Norm Hiskus being elected to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, the ticket takes a look back at some of the highlights of Norm's career.
Just refuse to give the Giants credit.
Wait a minute, Ray. Who the hell picked the Giants as a triple play yesterday?
Well, you did.
Who picked them as a double play against the Eagles? Stop. Get the hell off the air.
To be inducted into most Hall of Fames, you've got to be dead or out of the business for 5 years. 5 years at the ticket. That's about as...
E-Break Classics.
All right, there's the win.
Hey, dog.
Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know.
This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yes. I got a question for y'all people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all going to find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here, playing the number, what they nominated song, times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters, with 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What? Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Life is all
my sentiments exactly.
Thanks to Norit's tankless gas water heaters, you'll never have to take a cold shower or bath again. Think about it. Hot water on demand and never running out. Norit's tankless water heaters are the best. They save space. You don't need the big tank. They save energy. You don't need to heat and reheat the tank. And best of all, you save money. Norit's tankless water heaters are easy to install and environmentally friendly. That's why every home should have one. Stop wasting money heating and reheating a tank full of water. Save money. Get all the endless hot water you need. Never take a cold shower or bath again. Norit's tankless water heaters are number one in the world because supplying continuous flow hot water heating technology to the world is a tankless job. But somebody has to do it. Get your Norit's tankless water heater today. Call 1-866-766-7489. That's 866-766-7489.
It's always hot. It's Norit.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 down the south. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frank!
games. But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Well, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
A three-year-old made a mouth noise, even like, or whatever.
No, you blew the quilt and your three-year-old off the bed.
I didn't blow any quilt or anything, but it did stop down when this noise was made on Wednesday morning.
Hey, if there's one thing North Texas has a hard time getting its monetary support, and the guy who runs...
What is that?
Scotty.
It was not.
Passing gas and blaming it on the kid.
Yeah. That is ridiculous. How old is Scotty?
He's three.
There's no way that sound could come out of a three-year-old.
He did that with his mouth.
No, Wow. That was clearly one of your bear expulsions.
Oh, he just cleared things up. He said he just did that with his mind.
So now he thought and made you fart.
The guy who owns GalleryFurniture.com is a North Texas grad.
Boy, I sound like Ron Maestri.
Than Serious Gourmet Coffee. Because at On the Run at Exxon, we're drivers too.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, surfer guy. You have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Through a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
Texas takes on Oklahoma State in a Big 12 South battle. Texas beat Colorado last week while Okie State lost by 3 to Oklahoma. The Texas defense has been staunch this season, allowing only 13.4 points a game. Matt Brown says he's been impressed by their D.
We didn't know how good we were going to be. We lost some defensive ends at the first of the year, and I had a couple of guys that got hurt early that have hurt us, and the coaches have done a great job, and the kids have just rallied and continued to improve.
Kickoff is at 6 this evening in Austin. UNT had the first action in local college football this weekend, beating UL Lafayette last night 27-17. Freshman running back Demario Thomas rushed for 203 yards and two touchdowns. Thomas has 5 200-yard games of the season. That is the most for any freshman in NCAA history. Herschel Walker and Ron Dane have 4 games each. Checking out the leaderboard at the Tour Championship, Jay Haas is your leader. He's at 7 under par. Second is Stephen Ames, 2 strokes off the lead at 5 under. There's a good tie for third between Tiger Woods and Retief Goosen. They are both at minus 4 for the tournament for 2 rounds. A notable name, though, is tied for 12th, John Daly. He's only at 1 over. He's also tied with Sergio Garcia. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The P1 Perfect Pair game board has been picked clean. But listen daily at
at 735, 1035, 235, and 535 to qualify for the P1 Perfect Pair Grand Prize. A trip for two P1s to Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Plano, Pack and Shack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 9:31 on The Ticket. Tee box out at Lake Park Golf Club in Louisville. I encourage you, from one guy to another, you need to come out here in the next half hour and feast your eyes on the lovely Serrata and Lorenza.
They may be...
You will not be disappointed.
No. No. Are you married? You are? You fanatic about it?
If I was 20 years younger... God, it sucks.
I'm saying it in front of my son, Philip, too.
Oh, my goodness. 20 years younger. I never thought I'd ever have to say that.
20 years younger?
Wow.
If I was 20 years younger, I'd be stupid again.
You can call up Lake Park Golf Club at 972-219-5661, 972-219-5661, and tell them you heard this on The Ticket, and they'll give you rounds of golf today and tomorrow. That's a weekend rate for mere $13.10.
And wear your Texas or OU garb, and you get a sleeve of Texas OU golf balls.
About that.
There you go.
All right, in a little bit, we'll get into when a mistake turned into profit for Craig and I, amazingly enough.
Funny story.
But first, let's do T-Box Trivia, sponsored by Avid Golfer Magazine and White Bluff and the Cliffs. Get free rounds of golf. You can also subscribe to Avid Golfer Magazine. Go to avidgolferonline.com, wade through it, and you can sign up for the free passport. Give you 10 free rounds of golf. How about that? Okay. Tom Lehman is actually going to try and be a playing captain. He wants to qualify on his own merit and be a playing captain when he captains the Ryder Cup in 2006. Now, he says that if he qualifies without winning a tournament, he will take himself off, even if he's top 10, take himself out and take 11 and 12 or 13 or whatever it is. Okay? The question is, at 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on your singular wireless, what or who was the last playing captain for an American Ryder Cup team? Who was the last playing captain for an American Ryder Cup team? 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T wireless. Ready to roll, Jace?
Yes, sir.
Punch it up. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Good morning.
Hi. Ray Floyd.
We can't hear him, Jace.
Ray Floyd.
Try this again. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ray Floyd.
How you doing?
Ray Floyd?
Hi. Would not be Ray Floyd, but inspired answer.
Good
what we're looking for is the last playing captain of an American Ryder Cup team. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good morning.
Good morning. Tom Watson.
Not Tom Watson. Another inspired guest.
Close, though.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, you got an answer. Hi, The Ticket.
You there?
Hello? Hi.
You there?
Come on, Jace. Punch him up, baby. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Yeah, would that be Arnold Palmer?
That would be Arnold Palmer. Excellent choice. Because it's correct.
Cool.
1963. The last playing captain.
What's your name?
Dan.
Dan?
Where are you from, Dan?
Plano.
Would you get a sex change, get on the LPGA?
I don't know. What's it pay?
I don't know. I have to make up a little bit. But all right, congratulations. Thanks for listening. We'll put you on hold, and Jason will get all your vitals, and you'll win free rounds of golf from Avid Golfer Magazine.
Excellent.
White Bluff and the Cliff. Thank you. Okay. 9:37 on The Ticket. We'll mix with the rant here in just a little bit, sponsored by Doers. So, yeah,
all right.
Got that going for us. All right, so the other day, now, I got to give you a little insight on Craig. Craig is, let me see, of all the people I know, might enjoy wagering more than anybody I know.
Well.
No. You enjoy wagering. I'm not saying you bet a lot of money.
I don't bet a lot of money.
But you like to wager.
But I don't bet on sports.
Yes, you do.
Once a year. But
betting
I don't
on sports.
Yeah, but I don't bet.
You don't do it all the time.
No, I won't bet on the football this week. I won't bet on basketball or anytime. I won't bet on anything like that. I like going to my casinos twice a year.
Right.
And I grew up at a racetrack. My grandfather.
No. You bet online. You play poker. You're a pretty regular poker
player. And I do play poker. Yes, I do play poker.
You shouldn't forget that because you've won some pretty good hands lately.
Yes, I do play poker.
All right, so you do like the wager. And
but I'm not Norm.
No, Norm's different.
Yeah.
Norm has to wager, I think, in order to be interested.
No. Yeah, yes. And you saw.
Which is okay.
We went to the racetrack the other day, and I like watching a good race. I don't have any money on it, and I can watch a good horse race.
Not me. See, that's the thing about horse racing. I need to have a little juice on it to be interested.
So yesterday or Thursday at lunch, I tell Rick, I said, look, Rick, I had the winner at the Breeders' Cup.
Right.
I had a winning ticket, and I hadn't cashed it. So I said, I need to go cash my ticket. Want to go for an hour at lunch. We'll go have lunch, cash a ticket, and we'll go bet for an hour.
Yeah.
We just put the magazine to print, so it was an easy day.
We had nothing.
So we go down to Lone Star Park, and they've got the Simon Castle Sports Area.
Mm-hmm.
So go there and have lunch.
That's an ADD delight. Like 19 races going on at once.
That's the best part about simulcasting is if you want to bet on a race every 3 minutes, you can.
Yep.
Because there's something going on every 3 minutes.
You got that going for you.
So we go out, and I tell Rick, let's have a system. And what
it's an interesting system.
We bet one horse across the board.
How about a little music behind this, Jace?
We bet $1 exacta box with four horses, which is $12.
Now explain
bucks.
That, because I didn't know what the hell
so
that
is. So $1 exacta box means you take four horses, and two of them have to come in first and second.
Okay.
And then we did $1 trifecta box, which is four horses, and you have to get first, second, and third out of those four.
Right.
So it was like $30 a race, and we were splitting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I want to teach Rick how to go to a racetrack, do whatever. So we are, I give him the ticket. The first race we're there, I say, all right, we're going to bet on the dollar exact box, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And a dollar triple, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Right. You wrote it down.
I wrote it down on his paper, and I said, go bet it.
You also said you got a minute to do this.
You got 1 minute. They're going to pass. Hurry up and go do it. So he goes and does it, and comes back.
I panic, by the way. I'm up at the window, and they have kind of olds working there. They don't have many spring chickens working behind the counter.
Well, I can imagine what happened when you're up
and
there.
And I go up there, and normally what you're supposed to do is call the track and call the race first.
Right.
Calder, ninth race, then you give your bet.
Right.
I go up to her and say, I want a try box. And she goes, what place? What race? I just throw her my program because I had no idea. And I know I'm thinking to myself, Craig says I got 30 seconds left to get this thing done. She goes through it. She goes, okay. So I said, here's what he wants. He wants 2, 5, 8,
so,
whatever.
So it was 3, 4, 5, 7. So I'm watching the race, and Rick has no idea what he's doing or what he's even rooting for at the time.
No,
he doesn't understand
I'm
exactly what's triple.
I'm inhaling smoke.
So
secondhand smoke
comes
like crazy.
In, the five horse comes in first. The four horse comes in second. Yes, we got the exacta. And it's a photo finish, but the two horse comes in third.
Right.
I was like, damn. And I looked at the ticket, and Rick bets on the 2, 4, 5, 7 instead of the 3, 4, 5, 7. And by accident, in the first race ever in history, he bets he wins the trifecta. By accident.
By accident. Pure dumb
the
luck.
The two horse was 65-1.
Pure dumb luck.
And it comes in and we win like $350 on the damn thing.
And you're hugging me. I have no idea what you're doing.
It was great, man. We had all this money now. I was like, well, my God, Rick, great job. There's no way we ever put the two horse in there if we were trying to think what we were doing smart.
Which just shows you something about horse racing. You know what? You can just kind of just luck into it literally.
Yep. My grandfather always told me, never change a ticket.
Yeah. It's like never change your answer in taking a test in school. Once you put it down there, leave it because your gut bet is going to be your best one. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. And one thing, it's pretty interesting watching Craig go through this. You have a computerized mind when it comes to numbers. There are a couple things that wheels off on, but when it comes to numbers and calculations and combinations, and I mean, it's amazing. It's a computer. He said, okay, we won this exact thing, we got home this, we took this much money, half this, combined this, and I had no idea. I'm pretty impressed by that. But it was pretty fun. We came home with the money, too.
We came home with money, but I did learn a couple things by going to the track. By the way, Lone Star Park's a nice place.
It's really nice. And they did a great job. I know there were hiccups and everything. They did a great job, the Breeders' Cup.
All right, let me tell you something about the Breeders' Cup, though. And you and I had this argument about the Breeders' Cup that I'm thinking, what's the big deal? There wasn't a headliner horse in there except, what was it, Funnyside?
Funnyside, who didn't even come in.
And I'm thinking, and you said it was the biggest event ever in Dallas, and I said it wasn't even third. You know? Well, you know what? The national TV ratings backed up my point. The lowest ever rated Breeders' Cup in the history of its event.
Is that right?
Lowest ever.
You know, what a shame, because of the people who went out there, if you went to the Breeders' Cup, you had a good time. That was a good
time. I'm saying across the board,
yeah,
it was not appealed to the masses.
It's a shame because I'd have liked to see Lone Star Park is worthy of having it there again. But if the ratings were that bad, they probably won't.
I just don't think...
Or was it because the horses weren't something that we cared
about? Of course it isn't.
What would have happened
if
Smarty Jones would have been in there?
And he'd won the Triple Crown.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. But he didn't. He didn't even race in it. And then you have a horse that came in 2 out of 3, which doesn't get you anything anymore in horse racing.
Right.
And that was the downside. You had nothing exotic, nothing sexy in that race.
I understand that. And I'm not saying
they put together a good event.
I'll move it down. I won't say it's the greatest event that the Metroplex has ever had, but I will say it was a good time.
Okay, well, you're doing the same thing.
Well, I can say I'm wrong. It wasn't the greatest event ever in the history of ever. It was a good time.
So here's what I was thinking as we were going through the, what do we call that area we were at?
That's a sports book.
A sports book. And that's there every day, even though Lone Star isn't running.
Well, I don't think they're open Monday and Tuesday, but they're open. You can go there today if you want.
What I noticed was this. Again, Lone Star Park, great facility. But when I'm going up there trying to figure out what Craig just told me to bet, because he's exotic, until I got it down, I really didn't have a clue. But I'm looking as I'm waiting in line, I'm looking at everybody that sits in those little booths.
Boy, they have little seats with TVs right next to them.
Little portable TVs. Prerequisite ashtray right next to everybody. And I'm thinking, if you're fast-forwarding and this is the way you want your life to be pretty much every day, I'm thinking these guys go there every single day.
Oh, man, I tell
you. That's a tough life.
I haven't been there in years. And I loved being there for the hour that we were there.
Yeah.
But, man, I walked out of there. Boy, did I stink.
So did I.
God, it was horrible.
That was in a non-smoking area. But that's like being in a non-smoking area in a plane. You know?
If somebody's smoking, it's going to get to you.
But it's pretty cool. That was kind of an interesting system. I learned something new, and I learned how to bet finally so the lady behind the counter wouldn't just laugh her butt off at me. Because there's always people behind you, too. And when you're struggling making bets, and it's like the sting when you get the shutout. There's like 10 seconds to go before the race closes, and I'm starting to stammering over a stupid bet.
There was a really funny thing that happened at the Breeders' Cup. I'm with a group of 6 or 7 guys, and what they were betting was take every horse in first place,
right,
take 2 horses to come in second, and take every horse to come in third. So it'd be an all, 1-2, all.
So on a dollar bet, that's how much?
It would be like $200.
10 horse race?
So, six of us or 7 of us, it was $30 a piece, and it was fun.
Right.
So one time they tell me to go get the ticket. And I've never used one of those little computer machines. I usually like talking to people.
Oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of that, it cost us $100.
I did.
You couldn't get a darn ticket in on it.
So I go in there, and I put it in there. I do the all, and I think it was a 5-7 and all. And I hit the ticket. And then I wanted to bet something for myself, so it said same ticket. So I hit same ticket, like it would be on the same ticket.
Right.
I got 2 of them. So now $440, I went to the guys. I said, I got 2 of these tickets. They said, well, the other one's yours. And after right at the minute the post on, they said, all right, we'll pay you. And it came in, and it was huge. One of the big long shots came in, and I had to go to the IRS window for the first time
ever.
Isn't
that great?
That was cool.
To pay it out at gunpoint?
I mean, spread out by 7 people, I think I got $15. But
okay, now what was what's the deal with the IRS?
I think it's over $600 on an exotic bet. Like, if you bet $1,000 to win on a horse and it pays $50,000, I don't think you need
another. I don't get that.
I don't need either.
It's got to be a dollar, man.
But if you bet a dollar trifecta and it pays $10,000, you go under the window.
Stupid rating. All right. Well, very cool. Well, that's golf horse talk here on Sports Radio 13.
A lot of golfers are horse fans.
Certainly are, my friend. Certainly are. I've been trying to tell Lone Star Park that for years. All right. It is 9:47 on the ticket. Up next, Big Mix and Mingle with the Rant.
Hey,
the Cowboys are playing with the Bears at Texas Stadium Thanksgiving Day. And we've got more than a picnic basket for you and another P1. It's a Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket D&M Leasing thrilling Thanksgiving throwback. The Bears and the boys are wearing throwback jerseys, and you will be too. Go to theticket.com and register to win tickets to the game. An authentic throwback jersey and autographed footballs from Troy Aikman and Keyshawn Johnson. From the station that says Aikman, Keyshawn, and Bears. Oh my. Throwback. Sports Radio 1310. TheTicket.com. Throwback.
Hey, Rick Arnett here. And November is Thanks for Listening and Switching Month at Dish Direct. Call Dish Direct today and tell them you're listening to The Ticket and qualify to receive a brand new 70-hour dual tuner TiVo from DirecTV absolutely free. Just call them up. Tell them you're listening to The Ticket. Just tell them, Dish Direct, you're listening to the station. SBS, The Ticket. As a special thanks from The Ticket and Dish Direct, you get a brand new 70-hour TiVo dual tuner. Watch one program, record another, record two programs at the same time. It is great. Plus, you can call them up this week and sign up for the DirecTV's great programming packages like Total Choice Plus, only $39.99 a month. And they will give you HBO and Cinemax free for 3 months. Great deal. Again, call up Dish Direct, courtesy of The Ticket. Tell them you heard it on The Ticket. They'll give you a free TiVo. 888.
E-Brake Classics.
Now, what did I do? Let me protest it.
Let him tell what
Let's
you
listen
did.
Listen to it first, and then you can try to defend yourself, Junior.
Because imagine if you had three Gordons as your kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how draining would that be?
Well, hey, my parents had, but this was 10 years before I came along, they had 6, 4, 2, and newborn.
Mm.
Three Gordons would drive you to be Andrea Yates.
Norm?
Hi, Norm.
Norm's laughing! Norm, don't laugh!
Well, I have a problem. See, yeah.
Everybody has a sort of a humor breaking point, and I am the worst layout person on the station. He can't lay out. He can just hang on to something and kick it for a while.
He loves Andrea Yates humor.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some poor P1 summit stuff. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames!
But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
Max Appliances.
Go for a runner-up.
Or you can go with a proven winner. Chevron. E-Brake Classic.
His first win,
wow,
playing a very inappropriate drop while the hard line, or now as they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those...
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Fight through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much. I...
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger. Yep.
Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
And Cole Gates. starts Sunday at 6 on CBS 11. The coverage you can count on. This is The Ticket.
Last year, Oklahoma gave Texas A&M their worst loss ever, shutting them out 77-0. TexasLending.com brings you the ticker. This year, A&M is ranked at 22nd in the nation with only two losses. Bob Stoops says the Aggies have improved.
They're just more comfortable in their offense, defense, you know, everything that they're doing. I think you just see that. They're just more comfortable in it and confident in what they're doing and executing, you know, in all parts of the game better.
Kickoff is at 2:30 this afternoon in College Station. North Texas won their 23rd straight Sun Belt game when they beat UL Lafayette 27-17. Freshman running back Jamario Thomas rushed for 203 yards and two touchdowns. Thomas broke Herschel Walker and Ron James' record of most 200 yards in games in one season. Thomas has five. And the Mavericks are 2-0 after beating the Hornets and the Kings. They play host to the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at the AAC. Dirk Nowitzki says the team is a threat.
Hopefully, one of the deepest team in the league. You know, they showed us last year. The bench came out and won a lot of games for them. You know, they keep coming all game long, 48 minutes, and they're a tough team to beat.
Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wouldn't it be cool to be George Washington so you could use a dollar bill as a photo ID?
It is 9:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. T-Box winding down at Lake Park Golf Course out in Louisville.
A lot of people to thank.
A lot of people to thank.
Dale
Fulmer.
May have been one of the best remotes we've ever done. I mean, people came to see us.
Yep.
Ski from the Tomato brought us pizza.
Yep. Great.
The Chick-fil-A brought us breakfast.
Lorenzo Serrata.
We had people bring us kind of new products, some scorecard, new scorecard. People
right.
just came to see it. It was a party.
Yeah, well, Lake Park Golf Course is like the everyman's golf course.
Yeah.
Fun place to come to, you know, cool place. We like it. You'll like it too. You know.
And still, you can call.
972-219-5661, 219-5661, and tell me here on The Ticket, they'll give you rounds this weekend for a mere $13.10.
And $19 after 1 o'clock, and bring your OU Texas garb and get a free sleeping box.
And would like to thank Jason, back at the station, also the lovely Layla, who's always there when we're not, sad to say. And without further ado, because this is sponsored by Dewar's 12-year-old Scotch, savor the detail. We bring in the rant, or at least part of the rant. One-third of it, maybe?
One-third.
One-third. Gen X Davey. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning, T-Box.
Hey, Davey.
Yes.
We did our November issue of Avid Golfer is the best of public golf.
Mm-hmm.
And we sampled a bunch of celebrities to say what their favorite golf course was and why. And your two partners, we called and asked, and their answers were pure genius.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Let's hear it.
I have to read it.
You have to read it.
Okay.
But it's pure genius.
Pretty good.
Gordon still never ceases to amaze me.
Hey, I saw Team America.
You did?
Liked it.
Didn't love it?
A lot. No, okay. Loved it. It was...
What is it?
It's the puppet movie. It's very good, very dark, but... You know, there's something about either cartoons or computer-generated animation or puppets. You can get away with murder because you can do things I don't think actors would be able to pull off.
Yeah, it's pretty genius. I don't know if Craig would go for it.
Yeah, he might. I mean, it's not so over the top. It's pretty politically incorrect.
It's pretty smart, though.
Very smart. Very smart. And I guess this new movie, The Incredibles, is supposed to be at least as good as that.
Yeah, I may go see that today or tomorrow.
My kids saw it last night. They said it was hilarious.
Yeah, I heard it's dark. There's a lot of darkness to it.
And also they're showing the Star Wars trailer.
Yo, I'm so out. You into that?
Yes.
Really?
I finally got the...
Is there a new Star Wars movie coming out?
In the spring, the final one.
You guys, like, you and Danny and Corby, I consider kind of cutting edge, hip, and all this. I don't get your fascination with Star Wars.
But it came out when we were, like, 10 years old.
Yeah, but when's the last time they had a good one?
Well,
I mean,
you know what?
They've gone downhill, haven't they?
Yeah, but...
Kind of like James Bond. It's been kind of been there, done that.
Yeah. I don't know. The other night, I finally went out and bought the box set of the DVDs of the original trilogy.
Box. Yeah.
And I watched Empire Strikes Back for the first time in a couple years, probably since it was re-released in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, I don't know. I had kind of mixed emotions because it's so crude and rudimentary compared to the next trilogy, the recent ones that Lucas has done.
Right.
And I'm so used to seeing those because, God, Attack of the Clones was on HBO every day for like 3 months, and I was watching pieces of it all the time whenever I was home. And I don't know, I'm one of those people who kind of likes Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. I understand what it is. I don't try and elevate it to some higher art form.
I'm not saying elevate it, but if you take it in context of its predecessors, normally sequels stink anyway.
Well, those are awful compared to the old ones.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. So why do you get all hyped up over it?
It's a toss-up because the acting certainly is...
You're the only human who thinks that.
Nuh-uh. No,
oh,
not.
My God. Who else?
I've
never read anybody... I mean, those movies are horrible compared to the first three, or the first two especially.
I mean, are they making money?
Oh, they make a fortune.
The latest one?
Oh, my God. That,
really?
Yeah. Attack. What was the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they'll
Phantom keep on. Menace.
Phantom Menace is like the third highest grossing film of all time.
I don't know. I don't think... I think people... I will give you the original trilogy is better than the new trilogy.
Right.
But... I think people overrate the original trilogy and underrate the new movies.
There's so much clutter in the new ones, though.
Yeah, it's just...
But I think, to me, that's canceled out by the technological advances in the effects.
See, I'm not a big effects guy. I like that cruddy... And I don't even think it looks cruddy. I think it still looks great going back and looking at the original Star Wars and the original Empire. I think that's awesome. I mean, I think it still holds up. I think it'll always hold up. It's not like watching... you know, a Godzilla movie or something like that, where it's just like, okay, please, you know.
I see the zipper in the costume.
I like Godzilla.
You see a wristwatch on him.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. E! News, what did the director of The Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson, just got $20 million for a new movie. What's he making?
King Kong.
Yeah. That's got to fail, isn't it?
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I think it'll be.
He's got a A-list cast.
Yeah. It'll.
Who's in it?
I know Jack Black plays
King Kong.
He plays Charles Grodin's character in the other remake. You know,
the one
with Jessica Lange.
Who's the femme fatale?
I think
Grodin?
It's Queen Latifah.
It's got to be a big King Kong.
No, she's King Kong.
I don't know who it is. I don't even know if they've released that.
Well,
yet.
He just broke a new record for director money. $20 million. I mean, that's what the A-list actors
yeah.
make.
Well, you know what? After Lord of the Rings and all the cash that sucker made, he probably...
Let's see, they have, on IMDb, they have Naomi Watts listed as the heroine or the damsel in distress.
Okay.
I like her.
Jack Black. Adrian Brody, isn't it?
Who's he?
He's the guy from the piano or the pianist.
Made out with Halle Berry or somebody at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. The guy who's overrated?
Very overrated.
Very.
So what you guys got today?
I guess
Cornmo
at 10:20.
I think...
That was the greatest thing Cornmo ever did coming on the show.
He's gotten so many mentions out of it.
Good Lord. Hey, where'd you get that shirt?
Oh, Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, why does it say all
Navy
on it?
Stuff on there.
That's the most blatant form of... advertisement ever.
Isn't that amazing that these stores now not only can get you to buy their product, but then
you
be a walking billboard?
Advertise their product too.
Yeah.
It's like Nike.
Yeah, you know what? It's no different from wearing like a polo shirt.
Or an OU shirt.
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Or a ticket t-shirt.
Or my shirt that says the Barley House on it right now.
So there's no worry about the OU A&M score being blasted in your ear today, 2:30 start, I think.
I don't think we're going to go till 2:30
today.
I will, man. Don't worry. No, it's a that's a late start.
You holding hands with Craig today, watching it?
Yeah, I'm very nervous. I don't like Kyle Field.
1-5, 1-5, bro. You.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So why are we letting Eminem get away with lip syncing too? Of all people, I figured he would not lip sync.
How can you lip sync rap?
Well, you know what? That's fairly traditional for rap.
Yeah.
To have the backtrack playing while you're doing it.
What do you mean the backtrack?
To have the track playing behind you while you're singing it. That's how they've always done it.
It's common to karaoke it. I didn't know that it was common just to lip sync it.
Oh, he wasn't lip sync. Was he lip syncing?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. If he was lip syncing, I think that was a joke. Like he was joking around because
no, he wasn't.
I heard that he was like just kind of dropped the mic to his side and you could still hear everything and he was just kind of moving along. I thought it was just double those.
Not what I hear, but
I didn't see it. Did you?
I didn't see it.
No.
So
well, what are you doing?
I'm going to talk like I'm authority on it. So is he? Are you saying he was lampooning Ashley Simpson?
If he was lip syncing, like blatantly lip syncing, yes.
Yeah, it'd be like a half a second off.
I mean,
who was that? Oh, that's Kelly Clarkson?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask you music club question.
They de-hogged her.
Let me ask you music club question.
They poured her out, too.
Go ahead.
When R.E.M. sings End of the World,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they use like almost like a...
teleprompter?
Yeah.
No, but when I saw the... a lot of bands do. A lot of the older bands do. The Stones did. When I saw them, I was like on third row, and they had these big giant
monitors.
They've
been singing the songs for 40 years.
Yeah.
I can't remember them. And everyone else knows the words to them, but them.
And I was thinking that they only would roll the words like on their new album. This is the Bridges to Babylon tour. I thought they would only put them on up there, and I could see it was at an angle to where I could see the words scrolling across it. And sure enough, Jumpin' Jack Flash rolls around. So every word just... Now, Mick never looked at it.
Of course not.
He never looked at it. It's just there for a security blanket.
I saw Frank Sinatra in concert in San Francisco on this stage that kind of slowly revolved, and he had a teleprompter in front of him. This is when he was really getting up there, and he was still smoking, and he flicked his cigarette down to make a point or something, and he didn't realize the stage was catching on fire.
Oh no!
I saw
best routine ever.
I saw Bruce Springsteen forget the words of "Hungry Heart."
Yeah, I mean that happens. I've seen bands do that a bunch. I think it is funny.
You know, when I was in bands and I was in my early 20s, I was horrible about remembering our lyrics. I always forgot, and you'd end up singing a verse over again, and just it's really embarrassing.
But I'm thinking about in studio though, where you really need to cut this out, make sure it sounds perfect. Like an end of the world type song. How do you remember that and stay with the cadence and not screw up?
Oh, there's people. I had a friend who learned all those lyrics as a gag.
Really?
Yeah, and he knew them all. And Michael Stipe likes to. He likes to really put out by trying to remember it all, and he's. That's great. And he looks up at the sky and acts like he's trying to remember every single word. And he always acts like it's such a struggle.
But he's also.
I think that's cute.
But he's also one of those guys who is real extemporaneous and he can. Roll like impromptu lyrics just off the cuff, and he changes out the lyrics a lot of times too.
Oh, okay, but in live concerts, the sound is always decent, not great. So even if somebody screws up a lyric or kind of hums over it, you're not going to know, really.
My favorite thing that our engineering department's ever done.
Oh, when I had sex with you.
That's actually number three. Is when they
our engineering department had sex with Corby.
All lined up.
Yeah, it hurt.
Yeah.
Is when they we were singing the Village People deal, and Reiner was up there, and they only had his mic up, and so
they
he didn't
did
know...
the Linda McCartney trick on him.
Yeah, and here's how that turned out. He didn't
they
know
even breast cancer.
Look how cheap those horns are.
There's no need to feel down.
We're all singing.
Young man.
Listen,
I am Corby.
Oh, I was.
Young man, there's no place you can go. I said, young man, wait for short on the dough. I said, baby, then in the zoo, fine.
It's
fun to stay at the bar.
Grego. Yeah, Grego.
That might be Pablo or somebody.
That was Reiner in here all the time.
I don't know. Who are all those other people listening to that?
All right, turn it off.
Please
turn it off. I think that's unfair.
It's totally unfair, but
it's like
funny.
When we ISO'd Danny's voice on Sweet Hardline when he was drunk as drunky drunk.
And you know what?
No, that was People of People.
No, it wasn't.
No, I'm
talking
about
Sweet Hardline. It was...
That was the first isolation trick.
I mean, he must have had 50 beers.
I know. It was really sad. It was like you were watching the destruction of a human being.
That was funny, though. He's a, but you know what? He never misses a note with his bass.
He's one of those musicians that can do it. There was a drummer in a band I was in who would down a case of beer and only got better.
Could you play drunk?
No. I get three beers in me. You talk about forgetting lyrics. I won't remember any lyrics. I've got lazy throat.
Which lazy
the
throat.
Guys enjoy, but
wow.
Just no, but I'll sing like about a semitone flat just because it's a little bit too much effort to get up there to the pitch. And then I just kind of play bass sometimes and don't play. And I'm horrible. I am so worthless. I'm worthless sober. Musically, but with drinking, I'm a mess.
I heard Corby laud Danny's music prowess yesterday. Could Danny be a hired gun on any band?
No.
No, he's not that good.
He's not like a session guy, but
those guys are crazy good.
Like Gordon's friend Danny Delamater is that good.
Is he in the Time Waster?
No. It's questionable whether Danny's that good.
You know, but I know Carter,
he's really good.
Carter Albrecht, who is... in one of Danny's bands.
He's that good.
Is that good. I mean, obviously, he plays with Edie Brickell, plays keys, and he's, you know, played with, what's the Archangels guy?
Archangels.
So,
that's kind of an old guy now. I don't think that guy's going to make a comeback.
So from Austin, I can't remember his name.
If those session guys are like a 9 or 10, what's Danny?
Danny's probably a 7 or 8.
Compared to those
the
guys.
The session guys?
Yeah.
If the session guy's a
Danny's
10.
Danny's probably a 3 or 4.
If the session guy's a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Danny's probably a 5. He's probably
really?
A half. Yeah, those guys that are. Those
they're,
session
it's
guys.
It's a world of difference.
Yeah, I mean, they are I mean, they make a fortune.
Right.
They're millionaires. Just for, you know, people calling them up and like, okay, we need you in the studio for 2 hours. All right, that's $20,000. You know, something crazy like that.
So Danny just couldn't go in and hang with them and just. Can he read music, or is it everything done by ear?
No, they all read music.
Yeah.
Can Danny read music?
I don't think so.
Maybe a little. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Maybe one note.
Because he is good.
Hey, yeah.
To see.
Hey, Corby.
Yeah.
Sometime during the rant
Danny's
today.
Danny's practicing. Hold on.
Are we going to hear that emergency break from Grego again? Oh, God, I've heard it like 4 times.
What's with him?
But it's funny.
That was so funny.
Man.
You need to turn off all the TVs
I don't know.
In the studio.
Yeah, we put him on probation. He's not allowed to watch TV or look at the internet.
Can you enforce that?
Yeah.
No.
No. We're doing it. We're piecemealing him. We're doing it for like a couple of segments of show. He's like, no. No.
Why can't he do the show without it?
It's just habit. Just answering email while he's talking and looking at the TV and... And the worst part about that thing, that piece of audio, is the way that he participates.
Yeah. Oh, King Toe's caught him out of King Toe. That's so wild. Oh,
yeah.
Have they caught him?
And then we didn't finish it because it was like 5 minutes long, but it just got worse and worse.
When he was trying to talk himself out.
Yeah, I meant, did they charge him? Well, little did you know that we had read the entire charge list, which was about 4 miles long, about 2 seconds prior to him saying that, oh, well, quiz me then. Just quiz me on any of it. I'm like, well, you didn't know he was caught or he was charged. He's just... He's got ADD.
That is embarrassing, though.
It's spelled A-I-D.
That's like when your wife is talking to you, and all of a sudden, about halfway through the conversation, you just throw in some non sequitur, and she looks at you like, okay, you've been nodding your head to nothing the entire time.
I did that the other night at dinner.
Isn't
are you listening
fun?
To me?
Uh-huh.
And what I'm saying,
what did
Corby,
I just say?
Is that
what did I just
they
say?
Keep up animal testing, and the whole world is, are you listening to me? Yeah, animals rule. That's right. Yes, they do. Anyway, what I was saying,
Then they'll test you. Okay, what am I just talking about? You go, Oh, you look beautiful.
I think it's horrible.
That's right. Thanks, Corby.
I thought I have like four standard responses. Animals rule. I think that's horrible. God, I love animals. And I love you.
Go PETA.
Go PETA, and I love animals, and I love you.
All this sponsored by Doers 12-year-olds.
Oh, yummy.
Thank you, Doers. All right, for the details.
Coming up next, thank you, Tubox. Coming
thank
up
you,
next
Rick.
Is Rant.
Perfect pair is played out. The game board has been picked clean. Or has it? We gave away a motorcycle, an ATV, a Wave Runner, Rangers and Mavs Sweet Nights, computers, trips, and cold hard cash. But what's this? We've got one more grand prize to go. A trip for two P1s to Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville, Florida, including air, hotel, tickets to the game, and ground transportation. Keep listening daily at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35 to register for the P1 Perfect Pair Grand Prize Drawing. Dunham and Miller picked the winner, Monday, November 15th at 7:35. The P1 Perfect Pair, brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 13K. It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
I grew up with five sisters and one brother, and I've got a twin sister, so yeah, man, it's never a dull moment in the house, and just makes for a good family reunion.
You've got a twin sister?
Right. Yeah.
Fraternal or identical?
Fraternal.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That was Gordo.
What?
Who's Gordo? That's our funny man, Gordo. He throws in a random question from time to time. Hey, you're going to be... We
go
appreciate
ahead,
the time.
Thanks a lot, man. No problem.
Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Okay.
That's Julius Jones, the Cowboy. We were fine. Pick. And you just throw in all these just... I mean, the machine was running great. Why'd you have to throw a rock in it?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
You knew the answer to that question.
I didn't know the answer to that question. I don't know his family history.
You do. All right, there's Gordo up for an e-break.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal.
Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Yeah, let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail.
E-Break Classics.
You got me, no?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Oh, Freddy, call back.
Fred, you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish
Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of those.
Oh, my gosh.
What? But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm doing the layout.
Okay. I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. The Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs.
whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's NoritzAmerica.com. Noritz, always hot.
Local channels may vary by location. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Good. See into the future.
Hi, I'm
Tom from Reliant Energy.
Oh, you're good.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you doing here, Tom?
Well, I'm going to start predicting people's future just like you.
Oh?
Yeah.
You can see into the realm of tomorrow? Tell people about love, fate, destiny, all that
actually,
stuff?
You know, I stick with telling people how much they'll be saving on electricity.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Specifically, yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use a crystal ball, Tom, or do you read palms?
No, I just sign up people for the new Reliant Energy Secure Plan.
Oh.
Yeah, that way they can lock in their savings for one full year.
It's not really a gift that you have.
No, but it is a prediction of savings, which is a gift to them. Sign up for the Reliant Energy Secure Plan today. For important information and contract terms regarding this product, call Reliant Energy at 1-866-RELIANT or visit Reliant.com.
Savings compared to current TXU energy price to beat. New residential customers only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Offer not available in all areas. Subject to limited availability and change or cancellation without notice. Changes in law or regulatory charges could affect total bill. For secure plan and early cancellation fee applies.
The Ticket.
They're upset over Texas A&M. Baylor travels to Lubbock to play Texas Tech. Billiards and Barstools and Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC and McKinney bring you the ticker. Tech beat K-State last week, and Mike Leach says his team needs to keep focus.
Coaches and players work hand-in-hand in developing that, and I think that's a real key part of the process. You know, coaches just can't be out there on the field during a play.
Kickoff is at 1 out in Lubbock. Jerry Stackhouse scored 19 points off the bench in the Mavericks' win over the Hornets. Mavs play the Grizzlies tonight, and Don Nelson says he expects more out of his player.
When I needed him on back-to-back games, he played more minutes than Mike Finley and or anybody else except Dirk, I think. He's going to be a great sixth man. I'll be surprised if he's not the best sixth man in basketball.
Game is at 7:30 tonight at the AAC. Cowboys safety Tony Dixon will play Sunday against the Bengals, but he's not starting. Dixon has a strained hamstring, and Parcells has not yet made his announcement on who will start. Plus, Parcells says he doesn't think quarterback Tyrone Williams will play Sunday either. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of the Texas Lottery. Now through November 13th, get a free Cash 5 quick pick with a $5 Cash 5 purchase. Get on the ball and play Monday through Saturday. See your lottery retailer for details. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dave sounds like. All right. It's rant time.
Yes.
Rant time in America. It's
10:20
on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This program is called The Rant. It only lasts for 2 hours every week from 10 to noon
only.
On Saturdays. Yes.
Thankfully.
Didn't you guys used to do a one-hour show?
No, it used to be 3 hours.
It used to be 3 hours and start at 7 in the morning on Saturday mornings.
And by 7 a.m. And by hour two, we were done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last hour was just a limp to the finish.
Was not fun. The hump monkey. Here, hump monkey, go ahead. There's David.
Oh, look at him work David over.
Uh-oh.
His nails are digging into my thigh.
I think having a chimp would be so much fun if they didn't go potty everywhere and throw it at you.
I think every thing is basically fun except for the fact that they go potty.
I think
you know
that
what, you're
is
right.
The thing that queers the deal of all of life. Either that
the queers
or...
The queers?
By the way, the queer eyes, I was walking up here, because I don't know this because of first-hand knowledge.
I'm confused by that last sentence.
Well,
but I don't know this because of first-hand knowledge.
What? I was walking up here and I saw Greg, Giant Greg the Promotions guy.
Uh-huh.
And he said that the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy guys are down at Hunkies or Frizzos or...
Moby Dicks.
Yeah, Plungers or one of those places down there.
Roy
right
Holes.
Now. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing here.
What do you think?
Scoring? Is this like a...
They're going to be visited by Hump Monkey.
How much of a hotbed is this for gay, horny men?
Where we are right now?
No. Like this city in general. I mean, is it
Dallas?
Like San Francisco?
No.
It's probably
fifth. You probably got New York, San Francisco... Chicago, maybe.
Why Chicago?
Is that Roscoe Village?
I don't know anything about the
gay
area there.
Probably scouting at the gay area.
Probably Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Miami has gay people?
Mm-hmm. And then probably Dallas.
Key West. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
But I know Dallas is a pretty happening
scene. Top five gay city.
That's good. Scoreboard.
You know what? We need gay people. And
just to kind of keep the soil fertile.
Right. Just to
fertilize our parks. I know that much.
Everything's just always in bloom over here at Rivershawn Park. All just unexplained.
Like the Garden of Eden over there.
Yeah.
Protein snacks for all the little animals.
Yep. Oh, you just grossed Layla out.
Layla just vomited.
Oh,
are you still a virgin, Layla?
Would you stop it?
Stop asking her that. That's a personal question.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blurt that out. I was going to ask her on the break.
So, you know, I think that a girl should never go public with the fact that she's a V.
Until she squirts out a kid?
What?
Until she's forced to.
Well, I mean, if she's married, then... The point is, you shouldn't announce that you're a V, because the moment that you lose your V status, you never end up telling anyone that.
I'm smelling.
What's that?
I'm smelling on them when they lose it. Get in here. Yep. You lost it.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Because like Britney Spears, she was a virgin. And then...
Well... Do we really believe that?
That she was a virgin? I'm sure at some point in her life she was, David.
Right, but at the age of 18 or 19...
she was claiming to be? I don't think so.
No,
I think she was.
Those videos with giant boa constrictors going up her crotch and stuff?
I think that was after she had announced that she had lost it. But there's always that...
With the boa constrictor?
Uncomfortable lag time where she loses it and all of a sudden she backs off the V claim, but everyone keeps saying it in interviews and she keeps smiling saying, mm-hmm.
I agree. What's the point of... What good does it do you?
Yeah, you're just setting yourself up to either be a liar or for a public outing of your non-V status.
Is that a record label deal with celebrities like that or your publicist, you're an actress?
I don't think so.
I think it is. I think if you're trying to appeal, like Britney Spears, who's awful, she's terrible.
What do you mean?
As far as her music goes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Just shut up.
God, I want a V.
Britney Spears? I've never had one.
Well, that doesn't reflect well on your wife.
Well, we haven't even consummated the marriage yet, so I'm not sure. I think she's intact.
So how many are you saying that your wife had before you were married?
Way fewer than me.
What do you mean, way fewer? Does she know how many fewer than you?
Yeah.
So you've told her your number?
Yes, I did.
And what's your number?
I'm not going to reveal that
number
on the radio.
Nine. What?
I don't like to.
Who would you be keeping it from? You're not keeping it from your wife?
I don't know. I think it's kind of bragging.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Is it over 100?
Let's just leave it at that.
Is it over 100?
I'm not saying. I'm really not going to talk about that. That's something I don't want to talk about.
Eight!
I don't think I ever have talked about it, as a matter of fact.
I think you have.
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh.
I've talked about it with you guys in private.
Yeah.
But I've never talked about it on the air, on the radio.
But why wouldn't you?
You know what?
Dave, will you release your number?
No.
Oh, no, David. Why not?
For the opposite reason of Corby.
Will you?
Sure.
What?
One?
No. More than one. More than one.
Okay.
And we're counting all genders.
I'll go with that.
All genders.
I'll go with
all
that.
All species?
More than one.
Not all species, but all genders.
More than one.
Oh, no.
I'll say my number if you guys say your number.
I won't. I'm not going to say
it. Let's all say it at the same time. Come on, Corby.
No, I don't want it.
All right, you're going to force Dave and I to count them ourselves. Okay, so Dave.
Okay.
Julie.
Wedding story.
The wedding story.
Hey, that! What are you doing?
What the hell?
He's just been saving it up.
I didn't know you could
do that. Hey, we haven't been on the... What do you mean you don't... We haven't been on the air in 2 weeks, you know, and he's all built up, and he's ready to fire off, you know, just anything that goes, anything that comes to your mind.
What made you think you could say that on the air?
I didn't know. I don't know.
So funny. So stupid.
Jeez Louise.
All right, let's go. Let's come back and talk.
Well, anyway, that's three.
Right, so let's leave it at that. Three.
No, I know there's more than that. There's that.
Do you know where you are? That's five.
Shut up, Jason.
There's the peanut butter, or was that your friend?
That was not me. Then there's the rich one, that rich girlfriend that you had, that after you started dating Julie, you went on vacation with her again.
What?
Didn't you go to Europe with the rich girlfriend again after you had already started dating Julie?
No, we weren't dating then. No, I didn't even know Julie then.
Okay. However you want to couch it, that's fine.
That was in like 97.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whatever.
That's fine.
It's 10:20.
But yeah, she does count.
Okay, so what are we up to? Six?
Five or six.
What was the one that worked in... You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where that girl worked? Or is that the same one Dave was mentioning?
Where that girl worked?
You know, she worked...
I didn't...
But wasn't she the one that had the problems?
Oh. It's 10:29 on the ticket.
Cowboys win and stop their losing streak.
It was the first time I thought that we'd seen that spark back in the defense. They played like they did last year. That was good to see.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They're making a lot of money. They got to play once a week. I really don't consider that a compliment when I can look out there and see that they were playing harder. They were more excited. That's not a compliment to me. That's an indictment of where the hell have you been for the previous 6 years.
Next, the boys and the Bengals. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins tomorrow at 10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Sports information staff. Well, they know who he is now. Because the Jasper stumped him.
And
who? The Jasper. The Jasper.
Hey, Barry. Wow. Barry Fisher's sister.
We're talking about the Hispanics here.
Sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Jaspers. Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had those moments here this morning.
I believe you said the Jaspers, right?
That is a Freudian slip.
It is.
What they would call it.
No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jasper.
Hey, admit that you still
bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you. They jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
We must be out, honey.
You're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, will you?
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
This, the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big qualified goals there and got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, so tense. Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face was so bitter. Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8. You can... Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck's logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
From the 110, solid design, solid reputation. Horizon Homes, DFW.
Small business owners, congratulations. It's the weekend. At least, that's what everybody else calls it. You know it is the 2 days you spend planning the next five, weighing the things you have to do against the things you just thought to do. Like moving up to the new standard, SBC Business Unlimited. Unlimited long-distance toll and local calling for a flat $48.95 for your first line, and less for additional ones. So you're never worried about how long you're on the phone, or surprised by your bill. It's always $48.95. And you're never wondering if there's a better way, because there's not. Hundreds of thousands have SBC Business Unlimited. $48.95 a month, flat. Call 866-SBC-4895 or go to sbc.com/4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 866-SBC-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
SMU has won four of their last five homecoming games. Wolverine Boots and Lone Star Pontiac Ute GMC of McKinney bring you the ticker. They play Tulsa this afternoon for their homecoming, and Phil Bennett says the team needs to improve.
You can't run from this. We played poorly three straight games. And I think that if you look at our nemesis is our inability to stop the run and turnovers on offense.
Kickoff is at 2. Coverage starts at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Checking out the PGA Tour Championship leaderboard, everyone is now underway. Jay Haas remains your leader. He is at 7-under for the tournament. Retief Goosen has now moved into second. He is at 5-under. Stephen Ames third at 4-under. And Mike Weir and Tiger Woods are tied for fourth. They're both at 3-under par. The Cowboys come to Cincinnati looking for their second win in a row. Eddie George says the Bengals are better this year than in the past.
I think with going there with the mindset there's going to definitely be a dogfight. You know, both of our backs are against the ball, and it's go in there and play football, period.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Toyota Trucks presents the Cycle World International Motorcycle Show, November 19th through the 21st at the Dallas Convention Center. Tickets available at www.motorcycleshows.com or at the door. Brought to you by Motorcycle Grego and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You got The Rant, a.k.a. The Corby Davidson Show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gordon Keith, along with Gen X Davey Lane. So we're up to, what, 16 now? We kept counting during the break.
No, we
during
didn't.
Break.
We never
yes,
kept
we did.
Counting.
It was the girl at the zoo, not the radio station, the Fort Worth Zoo. We had the girl.
Who can never forget her?
There was the girl in the dumpster behind stands.
Yep. In the dumpster.
There was the girl that you and your buddy Meat Curtains added to the tally at the same time.
Now, that was fun. Just that memory.
You know, I bet you Corby has done that before.
No, and
high five.
You know, I fear that.
Yeah, he can't be in the same room as another member.
No. That to me,
yeah, I'm with you.
Is absolutely
that's awful.
The most wrong of wrong things.
I agree with you. That's awful. And I am somewhat conservative when it comes to the bedroom. That's why you voted for George W.
You did, didn't you?
No, I voted for Kerry. But I did vote for Sessions. I split my ticket.
Why'd you vote for Kerry?
Peer pressure?
Yeah.
You guys were twisting my arm. You vote Corbin?
Yeah.
Kerry?
Yeah, did a lot of good, didn't it?
Because of PETA? You know,
he supports PETA.
You know, Bush only won, our area of Dallas.
Uh-huh.
He only won by a slim margin.
Yeah, well.
Friend of mine, you know, looked up the voter rolls
mm-hmm.
online in our little district.
Well, I'm surprised he even won if he won my area because mine seems like a hotbed of liberalism wherever I go.
Yeah, a lot of Kerry signs. But
you know what? It was a waste of time to vote.
That is so stupid. Look at all those.
No, I'm saying if you voted for Kerry. Here in Texas.
No, it wasn't.
It was a colossal waste. Well, looking back in hindsight, yes, it was.
No, if you think that the only purpose in voting is
to win,
just to get you, yeah, just to win.
Well, why would I vote? Why else would I vote?
Because it's also kind of a census thing. It's for the exact reason that you guys just mentioned. Hey, did you know that George W. even barely won our area? Well, that heartens some liberals, you know, to say, hey, we can still work. This is not a lost cause, and they'll work next time. I mean, it's good. It takes the pulse of the country if everyone votes. And you kind of know where the country stands. What I find is odd is that, have you seen the county-by-county breakdown of the nation, map of the nation, and the counties that voted for Bush, red, and the counties that voted for Kerry,
no.
Blue? George W., the whole map is almost entirely red. It's amazing.
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, it's only, you know, you see around the counties around New York City and L.A. and stuff like this. This is where you see the blue, you know. But what's incredible is that the nation is so red, yet you had an election that was almost split down the middle. And it just shows you that the heartland really does just, they buy into Bush.
Okay, and I, you know, I'm hearing that
he corralled the Christian vote.
Yeah.
Like nobody's business. So do they think that John Kerry worships the devil?
Basically. No, but...
Because he's Catholic?
No. Democrats are not seen as strong religious figures.
It's because it boils down to abortion and gay marriage. Those are religious hot-button issues, and there's, you know, a definite conservative stance and a definite liberal stance on those issues.
Hey, Bush, who is a Protestant, won the Catholic vote.
Yeah, that makes...
Well,
you know what? I'm glad that almost comforts me a little bit, though, to think that, okay, just because he's a Catholic, I got to vote for him if I'm a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Or just because I'm a black guy, I got to vote for the black guy. That kind of makes me feel good in a way that we're not so divided that way religiously. But Kerry, you know, I didn't tell you this. So you may have heard this because this happened to someone you know, both you guys. He may have told you. Buddy of ours was babysitting and the night of the election. And one of the kids was 7 years old. Okay? And they're watching some election stuff. Why, I have no idea. Why the 7-year-old would be wanting to watch it. And the 7-year-old turns to our friend and goes, you know what? If John Kerry believes in abortion so much, why didn't he just kill his own kids?
A 7-year-old girl said that to him.
Did you hear?
Yeah, he told me that story.
And he's like, okay, time to change the channel. So the parents...
Well, how do you explain that to the kid?
Well, you... What are they doing?
When the kid's really small...
We only kill...
And you have a chance to...
We only kill the babies we don't want, honey.
Yeah.
Well, it's about, you know, when they're that small, you're looking at your lifestyle, and you don't want to change it that much, sweetheart. But now it's too late for me to kill you.
No, I think that their parents literally told them, hey, John Kerry, he kills kids.
No, I don't think so. I think kids can... That sounds like a child's way of thinking.
Honey,
Mommy, what is abortion? Well, abortion is when, you know, the baby is still in the mommy's tummy and they get rid of the baby.
What do you mean get rid of it? They throw it away?
Well, yes, I guess in a way. But when your belly was big with, you know, my little brother Johnny, you talking about they would have killed Johnny there? Well, yes, but it's more complicated than that. But, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think a kid's going to think? They know that their mom's belly gets big and has a baby there, and if you're trying to explain abortion to them, how else do you explain it?
That's true.
It's just like killing a tadpole, Johnny.
Right.
Here,
when it doesn't look so much like us, you can kill it then.
Right.
But when it looks too much like us, it gets uncomfortable for us emotionally to kill it. So then, we're against that.
But I do love the...
You're for abortion, aren't you?
Yeah, I cheer for it. What do you mean?
You root for it, don't you?
Yeah, I hope they win today.
No, I mean, but you're pro-choice. You're for people choosing
to abort things. I'm pro-choice.
Abort things?
Well, abort, I guess, kids. Or not kids.
Kill children.
No, kill human fetuses.
Yeah, I'm pro-choice.
All right. Davey?
I am personally pro-life.
Uh-oh. Here's that splitting of...
I'm splitting hairs.
Uh-huh.
I am personally pro-life, but I am policy-wise pro-choice.
And for what reason?
Because I don't think it's my place to tell someone else how to make that choice.
But the government, the government who calls for not as much government, i.e. the grand old party, they don't want to meddle in our own business, but they sure as hell will tell us what to believe and what to think and... how to react now, both when it comes to abortion.
And both of you guys are smart enough to figure out the counter-argument to those things. And what is the counter-argument?
The greater moral good?
No. The obvious point there, Corby, is
drugs should be legalized?
Is if, all right, if I made this argument to you, here is the GOP that doesn't want to be involved in our lives, in our household, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they want small government, that they're not interjecting themselves into your own personal life. But then the GOP comes out that you can't beat up kids. You can't beat your kids. I mean, that is so contradictory for the GOP to say something like that. Does that sound reasonable to you? That how can a party be for less government but then all of a sudden want to tell us that we can't beat our kids.
You're saying there has to be rules?
No, I'm saying that obviously you can have less government and also have a certain sense of moral law. It's the same reason that murder is illegal.
Yeah, I realize.
That is a moral law. That has nothing to do with, I mean, those are rights that our government is just saying, hey, you have the right to live. So why? How are we letting government tell you
the right to bear arms?
It's the same thing as if they are considering these fetuses people.
Feti.
Feti. Or one fetum. If you're considering them people, then they have the right to live, which means that their right to live supersedes your right to reproductive freedom.
Okay, so you're saying that's not technically government. That's just
moral
law.
It is government deciding what the morals of the society are going to be. And we're talking, when you get into right to life, that is a pretty serious moral stance that the government has to make. That's why we make the stance on murder. There's no reason to say that murder should be wrong, except that, well, it just, we kind of want that in our society. So they're saying, well, if these are people, then they have the right to life more than you have the right to...
unlife?
Yeah, be, you know, the tremendous inconvenience of 9 months of pregnancy and then having to go through the whole process of giving it up for adoption if you choose not to keep it, and so on. The question is when are we going to assume that they are people? Do you assume it at birth? Do you assume it after the first trimester?
I assume it when they can walk and talk.
You know, that's not that unreasonable. I mean, in our society, that sounds horrible, but in a lot of societies, you know, they don't think that infants have souls, and that's why infanticide is okay. And we scoff at that and think, oh, that's just barbaric, but you know what? It really isn't. Because if you think that that the fetus doesn't have a soul, and you think that right before birth, let's say, it doesn't have a soul, then what's the difference if you're arguing it's just born? If it's 1 day old, what does it matter?
If you're arguing literally over days or months,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, I see your case. I kind of fall on the same lines, Dave. I don't think I could ever, and I don't, it's hard to put myself.
But why not? Why is it somehow uncomfortable for people to say, look, I'm for pro-choice because I don't think they're people, then why is it uncomfortable to kill it?
No. What I'm saying is I can't put myself, like right now, at the age of 35,
mm-hmm.
I would never do that. I would never, if I wasn't married or if I got some girl pregnant or whatever, I would never
but
even
why
think
not?
About having an abortion. But at the same time, because, I mean, you play both sides of it. Look back when you were 19 or 17 and you got some girl pregnant. The first thing I'm thinking of is getting an abortion, but your attitude changes
Why has your attitude changed? I'm asking
why has my attitude changed?
No, listen to me. What is wrong about it now when you're 35? What seems more uncomfortable about doing it?
You know what seems more uncomfortable? Because you think, oh, my God, I have my whole life ahead of me, and I'm not ready for this child.
But I'm saying at 35, you could still get your wife pregnant, and you guys are thinking, you know what, let's wait a couple of years so we have some bank.
But I'm telling you right now, as of right now, I'm ready for that challenge, you know.
You're trying.
But I guess what we're saying is if it's an unplanned thing. And if it's not the most convenient time to have a kid,
I think
why would you now choose to deal with that discomfort of having the kid now?
I don't know. It's completely hypocritical. I know that. But
if you can make it kind of the same as having, you know, a wart removed, then you ought to be okay with having an abortion whenever.
Oh, I know. But I'm not. And I guarantee you the same way, like right now, I can promise you, you wouldn't even think about it. But... when you were a younger person, that would enter your mind. It would at least, and I'm not saying you would do it, but
right.
It would enter your mind.
Right. But that has, what I think you're illustrating is the fact that there is something a little bit more to it than it's having a wart removed. That it is a little bit more complicated than, hey, how can a guy tell a woman what to do? Hey, what about, you know.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
But yet you're still saying you're pro-choice. I'm saying follow your line of thinking on through to where, wait a second. It's a little bit of a cop out for me to say, you know what, if someone wants to decide to kill this thing, then that's her choice and everything. I personally wouldn't do it. Well, if you start truly thinking of them as children, then you kind of have a problem putting a Glock to, you know, an infant's head and blowing its brains out. Then why would you say, well, it's okay for someone else to put the Glock to the kid's head and blow its brains out?
And see, I think that's just a point of maturation, almost, because I have come to the point now where I kind of look at it like I couldn't do it personally, and looking at it from a logical standpoint, I'm with the whole first trimester thing. But, and I'm sure a few years down the road, if, when I do have a kid, I wouldn't even think about being pro-choice. I think it just comes with age.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not like ashamed or mad at myself for believing the way I do or believing the way I used to believe or used to think or what I think I will think here in the future. I mean,
Nadia, you paid for a couple abortions. We'll get your take next. 11:50 on the ticket.
Napa Auto Parts and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket say, for the last 10 years, 1310 has been the ticket's lucky number.
Well, all right. That's great.
Now, this cowboy season, 1310 will be your lucky number. Go by any Metroplex area Napa Auto Parts store and register for your chance to win a Westway Ford F-150 truck. You don't have to guess the score. We're giving you the score. If the Cowboys win that week's game 13-10, you could be a winner. Listen for your name every Friday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller from the station that will help you score a brand.
E-break.
Yeah, Bob likes English Premier League soccer, but you don't see me getting up at 8 in the morning on Saturday to watch that crap.
Let me be very clear about this. Just because I think the Neptunes are good producers and they're producing Justin Timberlake does not mean I like to dip my biscuits in man gravy.
Well, let's take a few phone calls and listen to that song and see what the public thinks, okay?
All right.
You watch yourself, man.
Very shocking comment from Ben on the Bad Radio.
I don't understand the comment.
No, but anytime the term man gravy is uttered, it's...
Yeah, I understood that part of it, but what do the biscuits represent?
His butt cheeks?
That's what I was thinking, and that didn't make any sense.
I don't know if you have to ask him.
Have you seen Ben, by the way, those are not biscuits.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Hey, let's wrap this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight outs.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
E-Break Classic.
His first win,
wow,
playing a very inappropriate drop while the hard line, or now as they've become known, the headline, visiting with Rafael Palmeiro.
All right, now on the spectrum of those activities that go on the plane, where do you fit in? What did you do last night?
I just sat on my chair and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't. It was one of those...
Play with it.
I apologize for that.
What was that?
Don't worry about it.
Fight through it.
Fight through it, okay?
Okay. Well, I didn't do much. I
You know, I think Rafi's giggle is the funniest part of that whole thing.
Hey, you know who I have a feeling is responsible for that more than Expo is Danny.
You think
big,
so?
Big, dumb, tall, stringy Danny.
You think Danny ordered that drop?
Yeah, he orders so many drops, and he orders all the most inappropriate ones.
Well, Expo pulled the trigger.
Yep. Yep.
So Expo wins the emergency break of the week. Congratulations to him.
Call 866-766-70. Here's Bill Walton, NBA League Pass spokesman and biggest fan. Let's talk about people who have not signed up for NBA League Pass. What are they thinking? With NBA League Pass, you can follow the big player moves and your favorite fantasy players.
And let's say you live in Nebraska, but you're from Cleveland. With NBA League Pass, you'll see the Cavs make a run for the playoffs. NBA League Pass gives you the matchups and players that you can't see anywhere else.
To order NBA League Pass now and save $20 off the regular season price, call DirecTV, Dish Network, or your local cable provider. Blackout restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Offer ends 11-904. Want to watch NBA League Pass in style this season? Visit NBA.com to find out how you can win a plasma TV and a subscription to NBA League Pass. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends 11-10-04. Open to U.S. residents 18 and older as of 9-1-04. Odds of winning depend on number of eligible entries received. For official rules, visit NBA.com. Get your Mavericks tickets today by calling 214-747-MAVS.
The ticket. Ticket ticker.
Last year, Oklahoma gave A&M their worst loss in history. Lone Star Buick Pontiac GMC of McKinney brings you the ticker. This year is quite different. The Aggies only have two losses and play host to the Sooners. Dennis Franchione says last year is over with.
All right, we haven't talked much about that right now. We've kind of stayed focused on what's ahead of us and trying to be prepared for each game and put all of our emphasis on getting ready to play this one that we have at hand.
Kickoff is at 2:30 this afternoon. The Mavericks play host to the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 7:30. Mavericks look to improve to 3-0. And Don Nelson says he's happy about the team's start.
I'm an excited guy. Get a first road win, you know, on opening night is always nice. And open up at home against a good team and get a win, that's good. You know, we're not going to drop our guard. That's the main thing. We're going to continue to work and get better. We need to get better.
Tonight's game is at the AAC. And Lance Armstrong may not return to next year's Tour de France. He says he'd like to compete in other races. He told us to the publication Lake Heath. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. So your mama doesn't like Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Well, your mama's so fat, when she goes to a restaurant, she doesn't get a menu. She gets an estimate.
So Davey asked if I... Oh, okay, all right. If I loved him... I can't say what I told you?
No.
I did love him. Told it anyway. Okay, somehow we got into the stickiest of all issues, which is abortion.
You know, this is so ridiculous because we always talk about abortion.
We get bogged into this subject like once every 6 months.
Abortion?
I don't remember talking about it. I think so.
But we always talk about issues that are abortion topics.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're talking about abortion.
Basically, I think it's just a really complicated issue that both sides don't see it as complicated as it is. Pro-choicers like to have their soundbite arguments. Woman's body. How can a guy in Washington decide what some girl in Peking does? What? And that sort of thing. And I think that the people who say those kinds of things actually believe that and haven't, you know, thought through, oh, well, that's easily defeated by this argument. And then also the people who say that ensoulment or personhood begins at conception, I mean, they, if you ask them, they don't think that an identical twin splits a soul. So ensoulment obviously occurs after conception at some point. So the point is that it's very complicated, and people who try to make it so simplistic are people who have tired head and just don't want to think and just want to yell their opinion in someone else's face and not spend any time thinking about what that opinion should actually be.
But what if we are just really intelligent animals and there is no such thing as a soul?
I don't think soul here, like there's no immortal soul you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely a possibility, but the idea is how are we going to consider... We're going to assume that human beings have souls. And the reason we assume that could be many reasons. Well, one is some people think it's because of religion. Other people just say because we're moral agents. In other words, we assume that we are able to choose between what we consider right and wrong. And just that gives us a distinction among other animals. That's why murder is wrong, but killing is not wrong.
Right, but then under that scenario... We wouldn't be ensouled until we have that reason.
Right. Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be until, you know, we're 3 or 4 years
You're
old.
You're exactly right. Yeah. And like I said, there's a lot of societies who do make that argument. And they will kill children. Because they it's not real clear that they have developed moral agency or soulness. Jessica, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that you guys were talking about the Catholic vote and how, you know, Kerry didn't get the Catholic vote. Well, it's because of the whole abortion issue, obviously. And that stem cell, you know, people's argument is stem cell research. Oh, it's so good for stem cell research to use aborted babies for that. But there's been no proof that that even helps anyone. It's never been proven.
Are you Catholic?
Yes.
Yeah, but
you
at
are?
The same time, you understand the...
you hot?
The stem cell research, the possibilities of it.
I'm sorry, Corby. Repeat that?
You understand the possibilities that stem cell research presents. I mean, that we could cure who knows what with it.
But we don't know it.
No, we don't know.
The only stem cells that we've ever used that have actually done any good have been adult stem cells.
Well, it's been proven, though, that adult stem cells aren't as powerful as the, I forgot what they called it.
I think it's kind of like a D&D game.
Yeah.
They don't have the current.
You will get a pouch
full of adult stem cells.
No, they're not as potent. They don't have the life force, if you will.
Okay.
I don't know enough about the whole stem cell thing to even comment.
Well,
did you ever see the
South Park with Christopher Reeve? He was in search of aborted fetuses for their stem cells.
Oh my God.
And he would,
I mean, they just don't care.
And so he would.
Oh.
The South Park version of Christopher Reeve, this was obviously before he died, he would, you know, have one hand around their midsection and one hand around their head, and he would crack them open at the neck and suck out their stem cells from the back of their neck.
Like a coconut.
Yes.
Hey, what happened to that campaign promise? Remember?
Jessica, by the way, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. That's also the issue now, like out in California, when they just passed that $40 billion stem cell thing that Schwarzenegger and Brad Pitt and a lot of other celebrities were on. I guess Schwarzenegger's really not important. Yeah.
Well, you know, Schwarzenegger is also the one that moved up the time for animals to be euthanized. You know, he cut their execution date to down
he
to like
did?
7 days instead of 14.
Oh, you're messing with powers you can't possibly understand now, Jessica.
No, but the.